You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there, I'm Michael Daugherty, co-producer and game maker for Mythic Thunderloot, which premieres in just a week. I'm here to give you another little taste of our pilot, but first, here's how this works. Our four players will improvise their way through a fantasy-style role-playing game of my making. After we record, we add sound effects, underscoring, full-fledged musical numbers, and boom! There you have an episode. With that, here's the opening number from episode one. In the cozy yet bustling village of South Talyashire, Pugface Doodleop, the gnomish tailor's apprentice, awakes and finds herself filled with a great excitement. Last night, at the local brew pub, she saw an aging elf named Eddie the Bard perform just a really solid acoustic set. But Pugface is almost certain that it was her musical idol and former lead singer of the rock band Elf Mother, Edgar Hawk. Mm-hmm. What's more is she saw him leave with her childhood friend and next door neighbor, Roscoe Chubb. Pugface, what do you do?
I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna tousle my hair, put on my fanciest freaking outfit, and I'm gonna strut next door to my BFF forever, Roscoe Chubb.
As you open your bedroom door, you're greeted by your father, Rikio, who appears to be just beaming with joy. Giggling, he says, "What is your wish, my sovereign?"
Dad, what?
I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm just in a good mood. I made you some breakfast if you want some.
Oh, great. Actually, no. I, Dad, I'm on a huge mission right now. I gotta go see Roscoe. Can I come back a little later?
Oh, of course. Just before you rush off, I got a bit of good news last night when you were at your concert thing.
What's up?
Have you heard about the Talyashire mines they're digging up not too far from here?
Well, yeah.
They're mining up those gemstones we're always listening to our music on, and the plan is to break ground today.
Today?
Yes.
It's happening today?
Yes, but last night, the foreman of the dig died.
Wait, is that a good thing?
Well, no, that part's horrible.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay.
Here's the thing. They need a new architect to lead the dig. So Thane Ogdor himself came by the house last night, put your old man in charge.
Oh, my God! Well, so I grabbed my dad, and we, like, start dancing up and down together and, like, have a little dance party. Oh, fuck yeah! Oh, my God! What? That's amazing!
Oh, I know. Thank you, honey. It was an amazing night, given the circumstances. Your stepmother and I cracked a few bottles of wine to celebrate. Well, you know I don't drink, but she knocked them back, and we had a great time. Actually, she's still asleep right now, so maybe we should be a little quiet.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to hold you up. Next time you see me, I'll be a working man.
So Pugface leaves the place.
You rush and head next door. Meanwhile... Edgar Hawk, living in secrecy as Eddie the Bard, has just played his first gig in nearly a century. 99 years and 50 weeks ago at the Founders Day Centennial, a terrible performance as the lead singer of Elf Mother cost him his career. But for the first time since that harrowing event, Edgar feels like a rock star.
Goodness me, I've got that feeling once more. A little rock and roll got into my veins, and now I just want to hear the crowd roar. Oh, goodness me, what a check. I'm well past my prime. Still, I woke up with this dread for the past 100 years. Something feels different this time. It's not just another tarry shy morning. There's an old part of me that I've reclaimed. It'll never be the same. Gone is the fortune and fame, but something new is waiting for me.
As he wakes up, he hears an eager rapping on the front door. Edgar, what do you do?
Hello?
Roscoe, Bud, open up.
Roscoe, one of your little friends is here.
The voice of Edgar carries into the bedroom of Roscoe Chubb, the halfling drummer, who had a major victory last night, getting his new flatmate Eddie out of the house for the first time since he moved in nearly a month ago. Now, while Eddie played a great set, Roscoe got into an altercation with a tall, obnoxious halfling from North Taliashire named Pasco Slim. As such, Roscoe had a rather fitful sleep.
Don't wanna wake up just yet, still living in a dream. Here comes just another day, the same old routine. But in this dream, I'm a drummer playing for the elven gods, and they lose their shit against all odds and say this ain't just another Taliashire morning. Great adventure awaits, so get up. A story to be told, since your life is getting old. The wine of life will runneth over your cup.
He awakes in a cold sweat and hears Eddie calling from the next room.
Roscoe.
What?
Roscoe, your friend, at the door.
Who? Who is it?
You there. Who is it?
It's Pugface. Wait.
It's Pugface.
Oh. All right, I get up. I put on my robe. I walk downstairs.
Edgar rolls back over and goes back to bed. Keep it down if you would, please.
No, that's not how things work. I go to the door and I open up. Oh, Pugface, how's it going?
Hey, I saw someone trail off with you and look kind of familiar. I just wanted to know what was going on with that.
Oh, who? Eddie? The guy on my couch?
That's him! No, that's him!
You want to meet him? He loves company, Pugface. He loves it. You should meet him.
Incorrect.
Come on in.
Okay, yeah. So I walk inside.
Great.
Eddie the Bard comes off the couch and into the room where they are. You just see this ancient elf in a robe.
Yes, my name is Eddie, and only Eddie, as my father before him. That is my only name, and so nothing more to be known about me.
Yeah, sorry you came all the way over here to discover that, but that's it. You want a cup of coffee or something?
No, you're Edgar Hawk.
Edgar stops in his tracks.
I'm sorry, who?
Edgar fucking Hawk of Elf Mother?
What did you say your name was?
I am Pugface Doodle Up. I am a huge fucking fan of yours.
There may have been an elf once named Edgar Hawk, but that person is long gone.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm really lost. Who? Elf Mother? I mean, I don't...
Roscoe, you have heard me play the Gemstones. And if it was you, Born to Bleed, my dad, that album was on repeat. Wait, you are a legend.
You could stay on your couch.
Why are you sleeping on a couch? Why is he sleeping on a couch?
Because I don't have an extra bed.
Meanwhile, young Jocasta Stormwood, the half-bear, half-woman from the forest, finds herself in the middle of an excruciating conversation. Last night, Her mother, Minerva, suggested Joe take charge of the monthly herb deliveries to the people of South Talyashire. Since this is Joe Costa's first time away from home, she is overpacked for her day trip and underprepared for social interactions. As an old dwarf named Schneider drones on about his back pain, all Joe Costa can think is there's only one more house to go.
The more chronic pain didn't really start until the last couple of years. I spent a lot of time sort of hunched over for my job, so I guess it really chalks up to a workplace hazard.
I understand. Well, the herb I've left you with and that you have paid for,
yes,
and we have transacted should do the trick to make that go away.
I hope so. I hope so, Joe.
I believe it will. Now, I really, really gotta go.
Oh, okay, I'll let you run. I've actually got a lot to get around to myself, so, you go.
As you close the door behind you, a wave of relief rushes over you, knowing that you are near the last stop on your delivery route, the home of Roscoe Chubb.
Jocasta's feeling really proud of herself.
Can't believe I did the whole herb run by myself. Feeling fine, got a bounce in my step. Bringing my mama home in the well. Got a feeling like we'll always be like this. Nothing on earth could ever threaten this eternal herbal bliss. It's just another time to shine morning. Then Mr. Chubb, he's urging me on my way. Got my mama waiting back for me in Stormwood. My magical forest, home where the animals play. This is just crazy.
Still we meet our destiny. So wait and see.
Don't miss Mythic Thunderloot, a D&D podcast musical premiering July 26th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.